Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hi, my name is Hayley Quinn and welcome back to my channel. Today I've got another one of my episodes where I'm actually taping a podcast and I'm recording it for you guys as well. So if you haven't yet subscribed and listened to my podcast, they are really, really good and super interesting. Today it's my pleasure to be joined by Bexter from The Bexter Lifestyle, who's a lifestyle and dating coach, particularly for men, but you're kind of thinking about maybe working with women as well.
Yeah, I help a lot of women, so I just thought, why not?
Why not? And we're here today on my Attraction HQ podcast to talk about the cold approach, which is kind of like a really, because we both have some crossover with the pickup industry. Yeah. And that's a very pickup way of phrasing it.
Yeah.
How would you describe what a cold approach is to guys?
It's basically when you see someone you like and you just go and talk to them. You've never spoke to them before. If you have met them before, it's a warm approach, you know?
Yeah.
So, or and if you're introduced to someone, it's a hot approach.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, I didn't know there was a hot approach. Yeah, well, so, funnily enough, when I was on my way over here to tape this podcast, I would say I got what is a woman's version of a bad cold approach.
Right.
Okay. And this is, I think, what actually, if you're watching this and you're like, I would love to approach women, but I don't want to be that creepy guy. How do I go around saying hello to her without freaking her out? Because I don't want to harass her. This is kind of like I had the what not to do guide. And I think this is what actually deters men from approaching women and leaves actually from all the women I work with very frustrated that nobody ever says hello to them.
Right.
I was on the phone to my grandmother, who's 94 years old. Okay, so
Done, grandmother.
Yeah, she's a firecracker. I had her on the podcast as well.
Brilliant. Yeah. I'm going to listen to that.
And so, you know, I'm on the phone to my nan and then a guy comes up to me and he says, what's the way to Knightsbridge? And I'm like, I'm on the phone to my nan. And I'm like, I know what's going on here. And then he starts to follow me down the road.
The pre-opener.
Is that a pre-opener? Then he follows me down the road. And then, you know, because I'm ignoring him, and I'm not ignoring him because I'm a mean woman. I'm like, I'm not like that at all. But it was just like, oh, I'm obviously speaking to my nan here. Like, I know you are trying to approach me, but I didn't appreciate the indirectness of asking where Knightsbridge is. Now you're following me down the street. And then it eventually descended as I like grew more distance between us to him just yelling like nice butt or something after me, which is a bit much for like 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. So with that in mind, I think that's the model where that's where things can feel a bit harassing and actually not very positive. And I think that's what can lead women to say things like, oh, I don't want any guys to approach me like that. And I think when men witness that, that's what often makes them believe that if they approach a woman full stop, they're being harassing and disrespectful, which they don't want to be. So in that scenario, how, and I've got my own opinions about this, but how would you suggest that guys can approach women in a way that is going to make actually the women really happy?
Well, say hello, obviously they need to know when not to approach. So
right.
That scenario, just don't.
Yeah.
You know, don't. I'm not saying you can't, and it has worked where people are on the phone and there's ways of doing it. But it's there is a point where you've got to be respectful.
Yeah.
And otherwise it's a no-no. But I always find situational and observational are very handy in these situations.
Yeah.
It comes across as natural. It is natural. And hopefully you do have a question about what you're going to ask. So is it something they're wearing? Is it something they're doing? Is it the place you're in? Is it the environment? Is it Okay. Something you've seen about her.
Okay, so imagine I'm not on the phone to my nan, because that's just like, right. I'm focused on doing that. And also, you know, the other thing is, like, you don't need to be the best man at seducing women ever, you know? Like, there's enough women in the world that if one of them's on the phone to her nan, there will be another opportunity exactly. at some
Especially
point.
Especially in Oxford Street.
Yeah. So also, so I'm walking through, a woman is walking through, like, Battersea Park or somewhere, like, that's a bit, you know, there's, how would... And also for the uninitiated, I imagine some people are listening to this, like, what's a situational opener? What's an observational opener? What's an opener? So we go. So an opener to me is how the first things you say.
Conversation starter.
Yeah, and it doesn't... And the other thing is that I find it doesn't need to be anything special or amazing. Like, the how you communicate it has to be, make her feel secure and comfortable. But you don't need to come out with, like, the world's cleverest... thing, because that's just what it is. It's just to start the whole thing rolling, and it's after that that she'll actually become attracted to you. So a woman is walking through Battersea Park, just like strolling along. There's cherry blossom in the trees. How would you be encouraging guys?
Well, I would
that?
Walk along, not too close, but side by side with her, slightly ahead, so I'm looking back.
Yes.
So I'm not predatory behind which, the creeper.
Which makes everyone go, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And they're like, hi, and you're, where did you come from?
Right.
So just walk side, and then, you know, as... over the shoulder and gently, because I just think it's less threatening. And if you sense that the girl's not interested for whatever you're going to say, you can just keep on walking.
Yeah.
And sometimes girls do walk away a bit, and a no-no is don't follow in, because then you're stalking. Just speak louder and keep your straight route, and sometimes you'll find they'll gravitate back. But I like to say something a bit, not cheeky, but just sort of fun.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, wow, you've got the second best shoes I've seen today.
Oh,
because you want to go off with the first straight away, because then it's just a blatant compliment straight away. Yeah, you can do blatant compliments. I'm not against them, but I want that slight cheeky edge to it. And about 90% of the time, you'll get who's got the first then.
Really?
Or who had the first then? You'll just get it, and it comes out of their mouth before they even think, who's got the first then? Or they'll start, oh, thank you, you know. And then you can say, oh, well, I have, of course, or someone I saw the other day, but they didn't have a smile like yours, or something, you know, and then just going, but you're being cheeky with it. It's not too serious.
Right. I think seriousness kills things, right?
I think it's scary.
It is. Yeah.
You know?
I think the thing is that I always say that at the beginning of an interaction, if you're speaking to someone who you don't know, especially in a society like ours or in London, where you're just, it's not really culturally that usual for people to engage one another. The first thing you have to do is you have to make somebody trust you.
Yeah.
And you have to communicate to them somehow that you are in another kind of walk of life, that you guys sort of just met at a party or just walked into one another. So immediately demonstrating that openness and that friendliness, because I think it would be easy to confuse what you were saying with, like, being in some way teasing to the point of being derogatory towards the woman.
Yeah, never, no.
No, and you want to make someone feel good.
Well, right, I think laughter gains rapport.
Yeah.
So if you laugh, and especially if someone giggles, that means they really trust you. Instead of laughing, you know, when people giggle. And that gets a lot of giggles. So immediately they're in a sort of a rapport-y situation. So I find that great. Plus, I'm using some things to qualify for what I like in a woman, which is fun, has a sense of humour.
Right.
And obviously great taste in shoes.
Well, you know what I have to say? I have to get what I like about what you're saying is, I think for anyone, whether you're a man or a woman, approaching dating and relationships, like, what am I looking for? Or how is this person demonstrating that they have the right qualities for me?
Exactly.
It's just the much better starting position. And I think for men, they often feel that if they don't produce, like, a pitch-perfect performance, then she won't like them and they'll get rejected. And in fact, you can really do a lot to escape that cycle of rejection, that mindset, by just thinking, well, you know what? This is my personality. I'm going to try and demonstrate it to this person. If she reacts in a way which is complementary to that, it shows that we've got at least the beginnings of some compatibility there and there's something to work with. And if she really doesn't get it, I don't have to somehow do all this magical, mystical stuff to win her around. I can probably just accept that there's an inherent incompatibility and leave it.
Yeah. So the first test for me is a good sense of humour.
Right.
I'd assume it would be for 90% of the world. I don't know. But so I'm testing for that. I'm joking about, you know, fashion shoes, because I'm into that. I think 90% of women are into that as well. So it's a good starting point. It's a good conversational piece to go along with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go from there. So I've got them things handled.
Yeah.
And now we can start.
Okay. And when you say conversational piece, for the guy, so again, how much of what you teach and train and what you believe should be pre-thought out and how much of it is responsive to what she's giving you?
I like to teach something called supernatural game.
Okay.
And it's not about scaring people.
I was going to say, is there something, is it like the X-Files?
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. So what it is when I started out in 1997.
I know, can I just say that, like, Rob Baxter is
old.
Old. he look young, everybody? Please leave a comment, guess the age. Okay, leave a comment, guess the age. Okay.
It's like 58.
That's like 97. Weren't you 10? That's what I'm thinking when you say that, but carry on.
I wish I started. No, I don't actually. where was I? So
supernatural.
Yeah, supernatural game. So when I started out, it was very pick up PUA orientated because I was very unpopular at school.
Right.
I didn't know what was going on. You know,
you're probably like me. We're probably in our own little magical, mystical universe as a no-one goddess.
Yeah, no, I still am, to be honest. So I was just like, okay, the principles came out, and it was Ross Jeffries, and the principles came out, and I was like, okay, I can use these principles to fit, you know, so, to do something with my life, change. You know, you don't just have to be rich or famous or good looking or whatever.
Mm.
And I ran with them, and then I started doing night game with it, and finally I lost my virginity.
Woo!
And I was like, great, this is awesome.
What I love about that is I think that, you know, you could say a lot of, and there's lots of negative things you could probably say against the world of pickup. One of the positives I think that you can take from it, that it communicated very strongly to men, and is actually a message I'd like to bring to women as well, which is, just as you said, you don't have to be rich, you don't have to be famous, you don't have to be like a supermodel.
Mm.
You can actually become better socially, you can improve yourself, and as a byproduct of that, you can become more attractive to members of the opposite sex and find dating 100%. And social relationships a load easier. And I think that's, how can that not be a positive message? Because I think for people to not have access to, like, intimacy, to feel like no one wants to go out with them or spend time with them, or to feel isolated or lonely, I think that's the worst, one of the worst feelings you can give to someone.
And someone like that will just shut themselves in a box and never live life.
And I know,
I think
if you're
freeing.
Yeah, and if you're unpopular at school like I was, I would not wish anybody to be unpopular or lonely for any passage. Yeah. It's not no fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you developed obviously from this, and I think it's like the other thing about that's interesting for you guys, if you're not following or haven't had access to it. Weirdly, the world of pickup, it's like a movement in art or something. Like, it started out with this real parameters about what it was about and what it taught. And then as more people the years pass by, all these new methodologies and new approaches to it started to arise.
Yes.
And actually where I think people are now is it's very much centered in personal development and self-improvement.
Yeah.
And is that where you're...
It's holistic. It's self-powering. It gives you choice in life. That's what I find. And happiness. That's all I want from my clients. At the end, choice and happiness.
Yeah.
That's all I want. And for myself. But so I was like, okay, very, you know, PUA pickup orientated. And that's not a bad... Not, it wasn't like the negative... People think negative straight away. It wasn't. It was just me trying to get out of these shackles of being shy and lonely and
you know what
everyone
does? You have to go from shackles of being shy and lonely and feeling rubbish. Then, obviously, when you learn a different way of being, most people go a bit bananas. Like, because it's like, here, you've had no chocolate. Here's the candy. So, people go, woo!
Yeah.
And then at the end of that, when they've completely... you know, driven their ego mad and like lost their mind a bit. And they're in a food coma of dating. At that point you go, actually, there's actually probably a lot more to life than this. And I could probably approach.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just a lot more intelligently.
Yeah.
You know, and then they start a whole different phase of their life. And I think for both men and women, a lot of the time, a phase of kind of exploration or being a bit more free in whatever capacity actually does a lot, because when you've gone there, you can suddenly refine what you want and you feel like you know your direction and purpose much more than if you don't have access to stuff and everything's forbidden. Then actually I think it could be easier to disregard your choices. So with the guys that you're teaching at the moment, when you say supernatural, how does that relate to how you're teaching them things like conversation? So if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, this is great, I can now walk up to a lady and maybe say hello to her, what in the world do I say next?
Right.
You know, where would you go with that?
Well, this is how it formed. So I was very pickup orientated and it was very routine and openers based, so scripted stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then because I was hanging out with a lot more females, because I thought it's healthy, you know, because I was only with men.
Right.
Yeah. And I go to a lot of clubs, I go to these VIP clubs and I'd walk in with a lot, you know, a big group of girls, and the clubs would say, we'll pay you if you just keep bringing them, we'll give you a table and so on. So I was like, okay, deal, you know.
Sounds good.
So I got a name for promoting and so on, and within that I saw this new breed of people in my mind, a new breed of people, the naturals. So these guys that were club promoters that were just suave, natural, would say there was no, it didn't seem like there was any lines going on. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'd said it a thousand times before, whatever. So, but what I'd noticed in these people is they had something I called the five C's.
Okay.
So that's confidence, congruency, calibration and courage and conviction.
Okay, conviction. Yeah. I was like, what conviction. Do you mean what five?
And conviction's the most powerfulest.
It is.
Because the others fall in line if you have that.
Yes, I agree. I think that a strong sense of self-identity and actually taking ownership of what you want and who you are and just being unapologetic about it, again, principle that works for women as well, interestingly. I think that whether you are somebody who wants to have quite a free and open and experimental lifestyle, or if you want to get married and have babies, or wherever you are on that spectrum, you've got to be like, that's who I am, this is what I'm doing, I'm being honest about it, I'm being upfront about it, and then that translates to people around you finding you very, very, very compelling.
So after 2 years, even though I was teaching pickup, I realised that I hadn't used a pickup routine line in 2 years, but I was teaching it, and I was like, okay, so there's something about this natural way I'm doing it, because I was just off the cuff, witty, feeding off hooks.
What's a hook?
So, you know, she might mention something, and that's a...
So she says, Battersea Park.
And you go, oh, okay, I love that. My mum lives opposite, which she actually does.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she lives opposite the park, so I go there all the time with her.
Take her for,
there's a nice pizza place there. Have you seen it? Where they can play golf? Mini golf?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and they're building this... sort of, you can walk around the trees. I don't know what you call it.
Oh my god, this sounds great. So immediately I'm like, if I was a woman, I am a woman, as a woman listening to this,
I'll show you.
Yeah, I would be thinking, here's what a woman gets from that. So all I've said is I'd say a simple offer of conversation. Battersea Park. It's a noun, so it's not descriptive. It's not me saying, oh, I grew up in Battersea Park and I love it there and I run amongst like the cherry blossoms. I'm really not giving you very much information. But from that small piece, what Bex has done there is he's added all, and he's felt comfortable to share details of his own life that are related to that. And then from those details of his life, I'm then inferring information about himself, because I think women do listen to what guys are saying and they take values from it. So I'm like, oh, he's close to his mum. It's got to be a thumbs up.
I'm a mummy's boy.
Yeah. We've talked about your mum a lot today, haven't we? Yeah, but to me, that's like good relationship with mum. knows some cool stuff to do in the local area.
Yeah, you've got to do that. You've got to know
your areas. And all, so immediately, just from something that's very simplistic, because you've been okay to talk about yourself, I've got loads of good values from you. And I think a real good learning point for the guys that are listening to this is, it's okay to talk about you. It really is. Like, I know that all this dating advice has always told you you need to ask her about herself and get her to talk about herself. But until she trusts you and until she understands something about you, she's not going to feel willing to enter into that dialogue. So by the fact you giving me some anecdotes and talking about you, that would move me to a position where I'd feel a lot more comfortable.
Well, I'd hope the woman would invest in the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's just not me rambling on.
Yeah. I think that'd be a good prompt. Because I'd go, oh, where's that tree climbing place? Or where's the pizza and pitching part? That sounds awesome.
Exactly.
And that's how you would want her to respond.
Yeah.
If she's someone who is socially open, relatively confident, kind of attracted to you to the degree that she will then at this stage start to contribute to the conversation.
Mm.
And you know what? If she doesn't, it's not, I personally don't believe it's your job to win everybody over. You know, like,
yeah, of course.
It's like some people, there's just a, you don't connect and relate to them, and that's okay.
It's not worth your time in the end.
Yeah.
But I'm fine. But as I was saying earlier, from that, you could then, it's a future plan that you can say, oh, I'll show you. Let me show you sometime, very naturally. And then hopefully the girl will say yes. If not, you've got a bit more rapport work to do.
Yeah, and rapport work means?
Just like building a connection, commonality, you know, things you find on fun that you could do together.
Right.
And I think more laughter.
Right. Because the thing is also, if you're able to develop a conversation that you find that you have stuff in common, you enjoy each other's company, and you're laughing, it's the most natural thing in the world to say, oh, you know what, let me get your number, or we should do that sometime.
Exactly. You have a reason as well,
that
she won't feel uncomfortable that you're just trying to get a number.
And you shouldn't just be trying to get her number,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It should be like, if you don't have fun, you don't think she's cool, then you shouldn't try and get her number.
I find it funny as well that people play the numbers game, so you just get a number, and then they're like, okay, see you later, bye. And then sort of run
and then the woman's there like, oh my God, he just wanted to get my number, this is terrible.
And then it's like, I got a number. And then never use it as well, or just like, I got a number. Validation.
Yeah, instead it should be like, oh, I met someone, I took the opportunity for myself because I value myself and I saw that there was something there. We had a kind of connection, which I explored. Because it was a good level of connection, I enjoyed spending time with her. I asked her for her phone number, and then I'll follow up and see her again.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that isn't that how men and women are supposed to? Isn't that how babies are made?
It's the natural side of it.
Yeah. That's what I think. So you've got, I know you've got a program and a course coming up that you're telling me a little bit about earlier, which sounds interesting. So it's in, is it Finland and Sweden?
So, me and Mystery are doing a boot camp in Finland on the 29th of April. It's 3 days.
Wow.
But then the weekend after, we're doing one in Sweden, 6th of May, for 3 days. But we're giving people the opportunity to do a total Evolve immersion. So that's where they come at the start, live with us, and finish at the end. And they can compare their results from the first boot camp to the last boot camp. But they're with us midweek as well, going through everything, living,
so
breathing.
And do you, with your thing, do you do lots of like live trainings? And what can people get from that? You know, if you're like you're a guy and you know, maybe you're like, what is all this talking to women and like having this conversation? And you just genuinely find it really difficult, because we were kidding earlier, like we're obviously wired in like a can't shut us up, chatty, chatty, chatty way, which means computers break around us randomly, but we're good at speaking to people.
Yeah.
Other people have a complete...
I never was, but yeah.
But other people have a completely different relationship, right? You might love technology, but then you put a woman in front of you and you're like, What do I say and what do I do?
Yeah.
So with your training, if the guys have found this useful, where can they find out more about you and what you do?
Just on my website, The Baxter Lifestyle.
The Baxter Lifestyle, okay.
And Misha and I will be making something together called The Cold Approach, where we'll be doing joint stuff.
Joint stuff.
Yeah, joint stuff.
Sounds epic.
Yeah.
I'm going to join in
Join in, come along.
That'd be awesome.
More the merrier.
Well, you know what? Like, I've.
Let me finish the supernatural.
Okay, so tell me something. Okay, then I'll finish it. Okay,
so,
good.
It's a long story, but I'm going to snip it. Right. So, with that, I was going in the clubs. And I saw these naturals. So, I started to sort of, my ego got involved. I started to compete, and this was like 8 years ago or something. And I was like, yeah. And so I was like, okay, so now I can match them. But then I was like, I miss the old fun routines, because it's fun sometimes. Everyone gets a laugh. The women like it. Everyone in the group likes it. And I just missed doing them. So I infused them a bit. with the natural side of stuff. And my results went through the roof. You know, like everybody wanted me to be the life of the party. My love life got better. My social life, it was amazing. And I just found the results were great from it. And so I think when people are learning this, they should learn, you know, a lot of the dating pickup stuff as a good training wheel.
Yeah, that's it, is it? And then eventually, it's like anything. It's like you, when you're learning a sport, you have to have some kind of framework to work within in the beginning, often to feel comfortable. And then when you feel more confident, the training wheels come off and then you just go and you just do you.
And then that's the natural side. But if you combine it, I'd say only 20% pickup and 80% natural once you get really good. At the start, the other way around. Yeah, and you can, you know, move it along slightly. But never forget the basics, because, you know, it's like martial arts. If you forget the basics of a jab or a block, someone's going to beat you, you know. So it's just keep in the basics, always practice the basics, like how to open nicely and naturally and so on. But don't get an ego about it and go, well, I don't need to do that anymore because I'm so good at this that I can just go in and go, rah, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just you being an idiot, really,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it? You know, I have to say, what I liked about speaking to you today is, even though you've really come from that pick-up dating world and teaching lots of men and all that stuff, you're so, like, likable as a person and, like, warm and friendly and congruent.
I'll pay you later.
Yeah. Thanks for commission. It just, I think you do a lot, actually, to improve the image of what men teaching other men in this area are about, you know. And it's actually, sometimes I actually think that people who usually want to help people to improve their life, particularly their love life, they're doing it because they actually want to help people, you know. Okay, we've chosen a really, like, niche way to help people, but it comes from that space, you know. And I can see that you actually genuinely care about it, so
and I just can't stand crudeness and stuff in you know, when guys are, like you said, that guy
shouting me down the street on the phone to my nan.
When's that ever work for you?
My nan would, to be fair, would probably yell back, knowing what she's like. She'd holler back.
She's like, thank you. No. But
so yeah, so give us the links one more time.
Okay, thebexterlifestyle.com.
Okay.
And thecoldapproach.com, which is not made yet, but it should be by the time you get this. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And if you found this interesting, obviously you're probably watching this on my YouTube right now. Attraction HQ, I don't put all of my podcast episodes on YouTube. It's a rare treat that we get a YouTube with the podcast. So if you found it useful and enjoyable and you want to learn something about this area, you know what? You can just be on your way to work. You could be improving yourself and listening to this. So Attraction HQ is on iTunes. It's on a bunch of other places. Subscribe, share, comment. Doing this all for free. And it's, and I think, hopefully, apart from having a bit of a laugh with us today, you've also learned something. So thank you so much for watching. And I'll be back again very, very soon with another YouTube video and another Attraction HQ podcast.
Thanks, guys. Girls and guys.
Everyone.
Everyone in the world. I think that was really good.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.